Practice 3. Tom is at school now. He is listening to a talk in assembly. You now have 30 seconds to study the questions. Now listen to the talk. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The talk will be played 2 times. The talk will begin now.
Good morning, children. Today I'd like to welcome our special guest speaker, Mr. Jackson, who works for Save the Animals. He's here today to give us a half-hour talk about extinct and endangered animals in the world. Please welcome Mr. Jackson.
Question 1. What is the name of the speaker? Question 2. The talk will be about minutes.
Good morning, children. Let me start by telling you a story about a kind of bird called a dodo. Hundreds of years ago, on a faraway island, there lived a lot of dodos. They were weak, but other animals did not hunt them, so they were quite happy. However, everything changed when a ship arrived on the island in 1507. The sailors caught and ate the dodos. Then more people came to live on the island. They brought new animals with them, and those animals ate the dodos too. Around 160 years later, the dodos became extinct. The last one was seen in 1681. Of course, it's too late to save the dodos, but it isn't too late to save other endangered animals today. If we don't do something, they will end up like the dodos.
Question 3. According to the speaker, why did the dodos become extinct? Question 4. Why does the speaker tell the story of the dodos? To ask people.
So, how can we save endangered animals such as tigers? Today, the number of tigers in the world is less than 2,500. Hunters hunt tigers for their skins and bones to make rugs and medicine. Hunters will keep killing the tigers unless people stop buying these products. Besides this, the forests where tigers live are getting smaller and smaller. People clear the forests for wood and land to build houses. So it's time for us to...
Question 5. How many tigers are there in the world now? Question 6. Which of the following is not a problem for the tigers?
Listen to the talk again and check your answers.
Good morning, children. Today I'd like to welcome our special guest speaker, Mr. Jackson, who works for Save the Animals. He's here today to give us a half-hour talk about extinct and endangered animals in the world. Please welcome Mr. Jackson.
Good morning, children. Let me start by telling you a story about a kind of bird called a dodo. Hundreds of years ago, on a faraway island, there lived a lot of dodos. They were weak, but other animals did not hunt them, so they were quite happy. However, everything changed when a ship arrived on the island in 1507. The sailors caught and ate the dodos. Then more people came to live on the island. They brought new animals with them, and those animals ate the dodos too. Around 160 years later, the dodos became extinct. The last one was seen in 1681. Of course, it's too late to save the dodos, but it isn't too late to save other endangered animals today. If we don't do something, they will end up like the dodos. So, how can we save endangered animals such as tigers? Today, the number of tigers in the world is less than 2,500. Hunters hunt tigers for their skins and bones to make rugs and medicine. Hunters will keep killing the tigers unless people stop buying these products. Besides this, the forests where tigers live are getting smaller and smaller. People clear the forests for wood and land to build houses. So it's time for us to... This is the end of practice 3.